You did call him, that would be great. I just finally remembered to do it before the meeting started. I want to call this meeting to order of the May 7th Historic Site Monuments Commission. Our first order of business is to welcome everyone. Thank you, everyone, for being here. It's so nice to have more than two people here out there. That's nice. The minutes of the April 2nd meeting were distributed electronically. Unless there are any additions or corrections, do I have a motion on the minutes?
Make a motion to approve the minutes. I second it.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Ayes have it, so ordered. Okay, in our regular agenda, we're going to go back to an old topic. Dear in our heart, but old in terms of topics. And that is petition of Pam Miller for Kinston Park Community Association. Sarah?
As you know, this petition, well, good afternoon. This petition is for a historic marker in Kensington Park and was continued at two previous meetings. Since you've seen it previously, I was only going to go over the changes, if that's all right. The concerns at the April meeting focused on the siting of the marker. So the details and materials will remain the same, just to remind you if that's what it looks like. But the sites have been altered. They proposed two new sites. One is Round Circle right here, which is their preferred site. And then one at Althea Parkway and Rundle Street, which is the triangle right there. The pictures, which I will show you, show the approximate location of where they would place the signs. And this is the triangle. Mm-hmm. You see the sign right here. And there's another image of that. And if that's the site that's chosen, they'd like to do a double-sided sign, so it will be visible from both sides. And then,
so we are doing double sided because before I thought it was only one.
Only if this site is chosen.
Only if we can't have the site that we want.
Okay, but you are making that change, so.
Yeah. I think the mouse is just broken.
The mouse is broken.
Yes, it's kind of running. There we go. And then this is the Reynolds Circle one, and that would be a single sided sign there.
Preferred.
And so the theme standards are still met since that hasn't changed. The location standards are also met. Traffic engineering would require that on either site the signs be 10 feet from back of the curb, so there's no site distance problems. The site and design standards will be met with both sites. Again, it will be funded and maintained by the applicant, so they'd like to waive the escrow payment. And so staff is recommending approval to City Council for the Reynolds Circle location, with the condition that it's 10 feet from the back of curb per traffic engineering, and encroachment licenses obtained via real properties. And we also got a letter of support, which is attached to your agenda. They are happy with either location, but they actually would prefer the other location.
The Althea Parkway?
Yes. But they're all right with either.
No, not Althea Parkway.
No, you don't. We got a letter of support.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Do you have any questions of staff? The petitioner?
No, not at all.
You don't have any questions?
No.
You have faith in the site?
No, I just want to mention that the site that
come
we've done
speak.
Is...
Come on, ma'am.
The site that now our new preferred site is central to the rest of the neighborhood. It's also where we have our two little free lending libraries. We have a bench for reading. It's also where we put some of our memorial bushes to people that were significant to Kensington. So it is a central area. It's also where we just held our big celebration 2 weekends ago in that area. So it would be something that everybody would see as they came through, and it wouldn't have that competing sign thing. There's nothing else around there.
Okay.
Okay.
Anybody have any questions of the petitioner?
No, I just have a remark to make. I just want to appreciate and thank you for sticking with us through this and making sure that we get everything situated, and I think this is a much better site.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion on this matter.
I want to make a motion that we accept the, what's the terminology?
Staff recommendation.
Staff recommendation.
Second.
Okay. We have a motion and a second to accept the staff recommendation All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say nay. Ayes have it, so ordered. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, folks. Y'all are very patient.
All right, well, come by and see the signs.
Yes.
We'll do that. By the way, y'all didn't have any voodoo needles sticking anything going on at your...
We're gonna remove them as soon as we...
That's what's been bothering me. Thank you.
We'll take it out tonight, bro.
Thank you. My back hasn't hurt.
I've had started physical therapy since that meeting. Okay. Number four, petition of Aaron Wrestling for Judge Realty. Tara? Is this?
Yeah, should I leave?
Yeah, okay. Please do.
Ciao.
First of all.
Okay, no interference. I'll stay in here and I guess
you can see me. And please stay away from the windows. And,
you'll call me back, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll come get you.
So,
okay, folks. Go ahead, sir.
This petition is for a temporary moss mural located at 347 Abercorn Street, which you can see circled right here. It's the Judge Realty Building. They'll be holding a contest with Art by Savannah to determine the final design to celebrate community and the environment. The mural itself will take approximately 7 days to install and grow the moss, and then it will stay up for 9 to 15 days before they remove it completely from the building. And they provided some images of similar murals. Let's see here, this image here. These are a few more examples, just so you have an idea. And then, this is the building itself that they'll be placing in the mural.
Where on the building itself would be, is on the whole facade?
They, in their petition, they would like to use as much as possible, but since they haven't determined the final design, they don't know exactly what percentage of the building will be covered. In terms of the theme standards, all of those are met. The petitioner is especially planning to emphasize green spaces of Savannah that are nearby and the themes of growth and community with the mural. The building actually, they recently installed solar panels, so they're using it as sort of a way to enhance their environmental themes. All the location standards are also met. The building was constructed in 1882, so it's contributing to the historic district. So they will have to follow preservation standards, particularly preservation brief one, which specifies the pressure that can be used to remove the mural so they don't damage the building. Most of the design standards are met, with the exception of the specifics, since the contest has not been held yet. So staff is recommending that the final design comes before you again to ensure it meets the standards. All the artist qualification standards are also met, since they're being incorporated into the contest. And so staff is recommending approval with the following conditions. One, that the mural is removed in accordance with preservation brief one, and two, that the final design is approved by HSMC. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Do we have any questions of staff? Everybody understands? Completely understand. We have no questions at all.
Is this the first moss mural in Savannah?
It's the first I'm aware of, but I don't think there could possibly be.
That I'm aware of as well.
That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. How do they attach the moss to the building?
From what I understand, it's like a mixture that they basically paint onto the building and then let it grow. But I'm not certain 100% what's in the mixture of moss and then some sort of paint.
So it doesn't damage the building?
No.
It's like a chia ball?
It is for all
the tests. We're going to get to you in a second.
Sorry.
Okay, well, we're over here for the petition. Thank you, Sarah. Don't you think you weren't going to say anything?
Sorry. I just wanted to clarify. I didn't exactly know.
But before we turn you down, we'd like to hear from you.
Are you the artist?
I am not the artist. I represent Judge Realty.
Is the artist here?
The artist is not here as they have not been chosen yet.
Oh, that's right. That's a contest. I'm sorry.
Yes.
You're representing the.
I am the representative of the project itself. And so if you all have any questions, I would like to actually first answer yours.
Yeah.
Moss being obviously one of the prime sources of the medium, you essentially combine moss, water, and some type of sugar agent, whether it be beer yeast, yogurt, or a small amount of sugar water, anything basically to help the moss start to interact once you pull apart. We want to put it back together and allow it to grow. So like you had stated before, it is essentially a chia pet that we are creating, but that is completely sustainable. It does not harm the facade of the building in any way, shape, or form, and comes off in two ways, either washing it off or the other route, which is spraying lemon juice on it, but I think we're going to avoid that route. But are there any other questions?
I mean, do you have any expectation how much the building will be covered? I mean, do you have any idea what your preference is, or is there any?
The preferences are not 100%. Obviously, the design itself, as you can possibly note, are basically ghost images, yeah. Stencils.
Like something like that.
Or correct.
Even the one below it. So they'll go down to the ground, theoretically.
It will. So imagine it will go from the top of the building to the bottom of the building, but you are imagining a ghost image that will be presented on the building using what we already have in existence. So minding the doors, the walls, the windows, et cetera. And so, again, given the themes of community art, et cetera, we're going to stick with that. We are adhering to the rules, no advertising, no words will actually be present, so it will only be of an image itself.
Well, I'll tell you, I think that we've taken approving the murals 3 years ago or whatever, to another level here. I think this is very cool. I think it's another great way of expressing what the community feels about certain things. I say it's terrific. I figured out how anybody's gonna get a lawnmower and cut it.
We encourage
it. But it looks good though. I think it could be fun. So please, we'll see the design, right? Okay.
Yes.
Does anybody have any questions of the petitioner?
How long does it usually stay? This is staying for about 2 weeks, right?
This is staying for about 2 weeks. Moss has I suppose like with any gardener, you can keep it up as long as you want to. However, this is for a specific time when we don't want to dedicate the amount of time that it's going to take to keep the gardening up on that level. So we've done the back basin. We have about 2 weeks for its peak, at which point too much will be taken more than it's temporary.
Is it reusable? I mean, could you literally scrape it off the building and put it someplace?
Yes, sir.
What happens if this tropical storm comes through? Will it wipe it out?
Well, moss is a relatively strong and durable plant. However, yes, and thus is nature itself. And we're willing to take those risks because much like any growth, it takes various forms. So if Mother Nature decides that she does not want it on the side of the building anymore, then I am not going to object to her.
Any more questions of the petitioner? Go ahead.
Does the petitioner imagine having an installation on a rotating basis? Could this be one of a series?
Our desire is to really enlighten everyone to the fact that public art can come in many formats, and that if we can encourage and thus do the proper fundraising for Art Rise Savannah, which is the recipient of the fundraising, I would love it if they started to initiate something such as sustainable public art into one of their programs. But the fundraising itself is going towards the public programs for Art Rise Savannah.
Do you have any kind of a concept or an idea as to what this is going to be? I mean, I know this. I mean, I know it hasn't come up yet, but as to what the designs are going to be. I mean, you've got to have something in your mind.
Right. Well, and all artists have actually been shown, or artists that we have reached out to, a handful of them have been shown these types of designs. And we're leaving it really up to the artists themselves, far be it from me, to dictate how they would like to showcase the themes themselves of community art and growth. But they have been given examples. And so each artist will provide 3 renderings along with the stages that they think that it will take. They are asked to start messing with moss now so that they understand its growth pattern. And we're asking them to be gardeners for the next month or so.
Okay.
Any more questions?
Well, I'd just like to make a comment. I think it's a wonderful and inspiring concept to propose these new kind of media for mural arts and surface arts and reusing facades for something temporary and hopefully exciting. So another great precedent that we've opened up with the accepting murals into our built environment in the historic district several years ago. So I'd love to see it evolve with these kind of great ideas. So thanks to the petitioner for bringing this forward.
Thank you.
We have a motion.
Motion to approve the petition, the staff recommendations.
Second. Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. So ordered. Thank you.
Thank you.
Lori, thank you. It's a nice thing that you're doing. Appreciate it. And if it doesn't look good, we're coming after you. The last matter on the agenda is an update of the petition of Catherine Sandoz.
That came up in between the last meeting and this meeting. It was for a temporary mural to be located on the sidewalk in front of 1704 Lincoln Street. It was only proposed to be up for a matter of 3 or 4 days and then was proposed to be removed. Because of the timing on the mural, it was set to coincide with the gallery opening event, so there was a specific time frame. I consulted with the chairman about the approval process because obviously with the timing on it, it wouldn't work to wait until the next meeting, and with a 3 or 4 day time period, the chairman and I discussed it, and the chairman suggested that we look at it at a staff level, go ahead and approve it so that it can move forward, and then brief the commission on it afterwards and face your wrath if that is your inclination. I might suggest it might be helpful in the future to have some guidance as to when and how long that might be appropriate for, so that I don't have to come before you and ask for forgiveness. But anything else you want to add?
We're not asking for forgiveness.
Okay.
We just made a decision. I mean, it was almost as if they were putting up we're open sign, and they were putting it on the ground. It was going to be there for 3 days. I mean, we don't permit sidewalk artwork and things like that when they do it. So I felt like the length of time was so short, and it was very specific, and there was no chance that it was going to hang around. And so Ellen approved the design work. I looked at it and asked some questions, and we handled it that way. And we'd like to, any input that the board has on whether that's something we would do again or not, or take it. I mean, to me, it's a case by case thing. It was so unusual and so short, and that's why we handled it that way.
I have a question. Is this something that would ordinarily go to approval, or did they just really want to cover their bases so they submitted a petition for approval? Because I could see other businesses doing one of these and never asking for permission. So should they have done this?
Technically, anytime you put up a sign or a mural, regardless of the length of time, it should come in for approval.
Okay. So they did follow the right path.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, and you're right. They probably could have got away with it, nobody would have known, but they did it the right way. So it was another reason to consider what they were asking for. They didn't do it, they didn't come in and say, oh, by the way, we already did it.
Yes, that's right.
Any more questions, any more comments, thoughts, observations? Does anybody?
Sounds like it was handled the right way.
Thank you very much.
You're saying this is a case by case basis.
Appreciate you saying that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, then Ellen, you did well.
Thank you very much.
Even though you didn't need it.
Okay.
Anything else to come for the board? Well, we look forward to knowing whether we'll be next month.
I would like to make an observation.
Oh, go ahead. Go.
There was a recent light installation done by Jason Armstrong with Seesaw and Matt Hebermill on the side of Friedman Jeweler or Levy Jewelers on Bull and Broughton Street. Did anyone catch that?
Yes. I didn't, but I know about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it ran for seven nights, and it's gotten a lot of social media publicity. It was a temporary light projection that they screened from the roof of the SunTrust Act. So I just wanted to point that out to you guys. It's not under our purview, but they went through other mechanisms locally and worked with the property.
Oh, why would that not be?
I emailed Ellen about it. I was kind of upset about it because it went up and it was like nobody said anything about it? They just put it up there and...
No, they had a lot of conversation about it, just not with our commission.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. I understand what you're saying, but that conversation was at a social media level. But it's kind of like these people before us. They want to make sure they're doing something right, so they asked. Okay,
and they went through the process. They asked the city. They did go through a process.
Did they get permission from the city?
Not that I'm aware of. The citizen office was not unaware of it.
But for a light installation, it doesn't need to go before us.
It's a temporary mural.
It's a public art exhibit.
It would have to go before us.
I mean, what Laura was saying is going to take a short period of time. Who did it?
Matt Habermill.
You know me.
Jason.
Matt should know that. And we will in our social way let Matt know that he knows better. Because, by Vincent, he's our best customer.
No, well, that backfired. It wasn't a joke.
Yeah, according to these guys, they did work.
Does anybody want to go over there and take this lights down and all do a favor? So water.
They did work with the channels in the city.
So well, they didn't work with... Okay, I'm just saying.
I was curious about
that. Question.
I didn't think that any light installation would be under our purview. That was a mistake.
I was curious what the process was.
I always say, if you don't know, you ask everybody possible. So, I mean, if you ask someone on the sanitation truck if they was okay, and they said he didn't care. That's not asking the city, and I'm not suggesting that's what he did. So, Matt knows well enough where we are. We're strangers. So,
yeah.
Tell cousin Matt that we'd like to see him next time.
It was a cool installation.
I bet it was. I'm excited to see it. So, okay. Anything else?
I do have a technical question on it because I saw it. Yeah. I thought it was wonderful, and it's temporary. And he did go through the property owners, as I understand it, and everyone was very enthusiastic about it, which is why it happened in a short time frame. I had a limited discussion with him about this. I don't know all the details. Is it in the mural stipulations that light installations covered already, or is it an ambiguous space that needs to be involved or put into the documentation that we have?
I think it's covered more generically rather than under murals under public art. So public art is generic enough, and we have guidelines for that it would fall under that. Whether we take the particular standards for murals and apply it to that, mm-hmm. I think we'd have to see what it was. Probably, from what I've seen of it, that wouldn't be applicable. However, the guidance that we have for public art would be applicable. It's a little bit more.
So if you stipulate each kind, and somebody comes up with a new kind, by exclusion, they think it wouldn't be included. Right. So if you make it generic, then we can get them anyone who wants. I'm just kidding. We can bring more under the umbrella as things change.
Right, which they will continue to.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
I think that this might have followed the planning and precedence for a fashion night out when something was projected on that building. So maybe that this process didn't exist then, and that might be why it moved so quickly through those channels. So
possibly, yep.
I'm just filling in on what I know so that we can clarify our rules and procedures and make sure the people that get into these things understand. I mean, of all the boards that could have gone before, we were probably the most ones who enjoy public art, probably the only ones, quite frankly. Okay, these are all good comments. Anybody from the right? Everything from the left? Anything else?
Just the directional right.
I got news for you. I'll blow it up in the middle. It doesn't really matter. So, okay. Anything else? Anybody else you want to? No. Anybody else you want to blow up today, sir?
I think we can adjourn.
Okay. Be adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Many years ago, I was at a meeting in the most brilliant attorneys I've ever seen in my life. He came up and